This is WSKG News. The New York legislature's One House budget makes some changes to Governor Cuomo's plan for free tuition at public colleges. But as Karen DeWitt reports, it's all still up for negotiation.
Governor Cuomo's plan would have the state pay for the tuition of students at public colleges and universities whose combined family income is up to $125,000 a year. That's when the plan is fully phased in 2 years. It does not cover room and board, books, and mandatory fees. Those can cost students up to twice as much as the $6,470 a year in tuition costs at the state university system and $6,333 at the city university system. Cuomo's point man for the free tuition plan, Jim Mellatress, spoke at a forum sponsored by the budget watchdog group, the Empire Center.
This is not free college. This is not a free college proposal, but a lot of people say it's free college. This is free tuition.
Mellatress, until recently, was Governor Cuomo's chief of staff. He's now president of SUNY's Rockefeller Institute. The plan, known as the Excelsior Scholarship Program, includes incentives to ensure that more students graduate on time, including requiring that each year students complete the full-time requirement of 30 credits annually. Mark Cohen, the student assembly president for the State University of New York, says the plan addresses the fact that a bachelor's degree has become the new high school diploma and is necessary for most types of decent-paying jobs. But he says he wishes there was more in it to help recent graduates who owe tens of thousands of dollars in student debt, among other things.
More needs to be done, that we're not going to take our hand away because we're given this $163 million of new money.
Another negative, at least in the eyes of New York's more than 100 private colleges, is that they are completely left out of the plan. Mary Beth LeBate is the head of the Commission on Independent Colleges and Universities.
Free is hard to compete with.
She predicts that some private colleges will close and others will lay off faculty, impacting the already unsteady upstate economy. She says some private colleges are already postponing planned capital projects in anticipation of the potential loss of students to public colleges. LeBate says it would be better to expand New York's existing tuition assistance plan, known as TAP, to provide more money and to cover New Yorkers with higher incomes. TAP can be used at both public and private schools.
This state has a long history of treating all students the same, giving students financial aid through the TAP program and allowing them to choose which college, public or private, fits for them.
Mellatress says the governor's plan is a starting point. He expects it to be changed in the upcoming budget negotiations that will intensify over the next few weeks.
And I'm sure there's going to be tweaks, changes, enhancements to that program.
Senate Republicans, in their One House budget resolution, alter the governor's free tuition plan. They take the suggestion of the private colleges and instead enlarge the existing TAP program. The GOP plan would up the maximum aid award to $5,500 a year and increase income eligibility to $125,000 a year. The Senate plan would add new credit requirements to TAP to encourage graduation in 4 years. The Assembly Democrats, in their budget plan, adopt much of the governor's proposal and expand upon it. Speaker Carl Hastie says his proposal would increase the income eligibility to families making $150,000 a year.
And under our plan, it'll be almost 70% of the resident student families will be able to have their children attend college in New York. Tuition free.
The assembly plan also expands TAP to allow part-time students to be eligible for the aid. It also addresses student debt, offering a plan to help graduates who owe money to refinance. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.